Contracting.com.
WLW, the Furniture Fair Roundtable Show. We're at Longneck Sports Grill in Wilder. It is brought to you in part by Hawksworth Blood Centers. Hawksworth donors save lives. Who will you save? I'm Lance McAllister. He is Rocky Boyman. Rock will be out next week. Details on that as we travel Rocky's Road. Rapine will be here from 6 to 8 o'clock. All of that detailed a little bit later on. Let's get right to it, though, in this segment. Time for our weekly fantasy football fix. Presented by Arlinghouse Plumbing, Heating, and Air, the Happy House guys. For more, let's go straight to the man from GetSportsInfo.com, Dan Claskins. How are you?
What's up, gentlemen? How are we doing tonight?
We're well fired up and ready to go, so let's get right to it. Let's start with team defenses to grab to make a playoff run.
Yes, it's a pretty boring topic, I'm sure, but fantasy defenses could easily win fantasy championships,
yep.
Lance, and I have identified three off the waiver wire that are available in 50% or more leagues at Yahoo.com right now. We'll start with the Miami Dolphins. Love the schedule starting this week versus the Jets, but they've really been red hot of late and second in fantasy points weeks 9 through 13. Philadelphia Eagles, another team on the list, rostered in just 21% of leagues. They get the Washington football team twice. The Giants sandwich in between. And I don't know about this week versus the Rams, but I love the matchups versus the Bears and versus Detroit for the Seattle Seahawks, the third team I'll add to that list.
Dan, what about injuries? I know there's a lot of quarterbacks on the list this week. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, I think Jalen Hurts. So what have we got in that regard?
Well, Rocky, injuries are not our friend again this week, but beyond the injuries, obviously COVID is wrecking fantasy playoffs as we speak. And I mean, it's getting to the point we can't even keep track of it all. I've actually am checking out COVID trackers on websites. So aside from the over 70 COVID cases, let's just run through some players, starting with some good news tonight with Austin Eckler. He'll be active for the Chargers. He's a top five fantasy running back. Some reports suggest a limited load, but I still like him as an RB1. Lamar Jackson is a quarterback that has yet to really practice this week. He's dealing with an ankle issue. Looks like a game-time decision. And if he even plays with an ankle issue, I question his rushing ceiling he could provide. Josh Allen with the toe, Jalen Hurts with an ankle, a couple more. We move over to running backs. DeAndre Swift's looking like he'll be out again this week with a shoulder. Elijah Mitchell, he's been working on the side. I'm hopeful he comes back. We'll want to see what happens Friday with the 49ers there. We know Kareem Hunt is out with an ankle injury, all the other injuries there. It's Nick Chubb time in Cleveland. And Aaron Jones, another concerning one, a knee and an ankle. He didn't practice today. Michael Carter, we're seeing if he can come back for the Jets. James Conner limped off the field in his last game on the last play there. Chase Edmonds is expected to return. He could have to carry a bigger load than expected. The Cardinals will be without DeAndre Hopkins, their top receiver, for at least 6 weeks. Terry McLaurin, another receiver with a concussion. We'll see. I'm thinking he's trending towards playing. Adam Thielen with an ankle out again, as is Darren Waller and T.J. Hockenson. He's out for the season, Lance. The Lions opting to put him on IR. He's undergoing the night for a hand issue.
All right, let's get to lineup advice. Who are we starting? Who are we sitting?
Love me some Taysom Hill this week. He's going to run the football. Tampa Bay's good at stopping the run, but we saw what Josh Allen did hitting the century mark last week. I think he'll put up 20-plus fantasy points. I immediately this morning moved James Robinson, the Jacksonville running back, up 10 spots in my rankings of the news that Urban Meyer has been fired. The Jaguars running back freed from his whatever jail he was in there. Gabriel Davis, my sleeper receiver of this week. With Emmanuel Sanders out, I'm expecting Buffalo to smoke the Panthers. I think Davis could be a top 25 play, and he's out there on a lot of waiver wires right now. Dallas Goedert, my tight end. And then I'm going to sit Joe Burrow. The offensive line issues are concerning. We know the Broncos with a good secondary. Chuba Hubbard was on my start list a while back. He's benched this week versus Buffalo, as will be Michael Pittman if he got something better. I think the Colts get a little bit contained there in the passing game versus the Patriots. And Tyler Conklin has disappeared the last few weeks out of that Vikings lineup. He should be disappearing out of your fantasy lineup in this matchup against the Bears on Monday night.
Dan, what our listeners are going to find when they go to GetSportsInfo.com?
Updating the rankings, as we do every week. There'll be lots of updates right now and kickoff. Lots of great free content for fantasy and betting. Get my podcast there. Of course, you can catch me, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, 11 o'clock a.m. every Saturday of the season. And on Twitter, at Dan Klaskin Plants.
Love it. Always good catching up. Thank you. We'll talk next week.
All right. Enjoy the games.
You
Thanks,
as well.
Dan.
Dan Klaskins, getsportsinfo.com. That is your fantasy football fix presented by Arlinghouse Plumbing, Heating, and Air, the Happy House, guys. Rock, while I'm thinking about it, I don't know that we're going to have time for it later, but I wanted to mention it. How amazing is it that Monday night, Andrew Whitworth, at the age of 40, in his 16th season, becomes the first left tackle to start a game at the age of 40.
It's amazing because, you know, obviously offensive linemen are smashing faces every play. It's one thing for Tom Brady, you know, but he's not getting hit every play. There's a collision for Andrew Whitworth to some degree every single play he's in there. And it's, I mean, it's a blessing from God that he has the body that can withstand that. Also, I mean, obviously, you know, he's developed a knack for, you know, certain things, you know what I mean? Like over the course of the years, he's learned the tricks of the trade, which help him out. But on top of it all, he's such a great human being that you can't not be happy for him.
Which makes it all the more frustrating to think.
I was trying to leave this on a high note and go right to break.
And to think in terms of the frustration and the miscalculation when he was 35 that the Bengals determined they could move on without him, and the Rams sign a 35-year-old in 2017 to be a major part of their reboot. He was 4 years younger, or 4 years older than Sean McVay, who was the coach at that time. And what he twofold, what he's meant to the Rams, and what the Bengals have been forced to do in terms of trying to fill his spot from Cedric Aboye to Jake Fisher to Cordy Glenn to then spending money on Riley Reiff and just the endless pursuit of something to put in that spot.
Well, you said miscalculation. It was three miscalculations, right? It was Aboye, Fisher, and, of course, Whitworth. Now, I mean, look, it's, you know, you could say, yeah, not many offensive linemen. In fact, no offensive linemen have had the longevity he's had, so give the Bengals some slack, but you give the Rams credit for saying, hey, there's something, a few things we see in this guy that we think he can play, not just now, but for a long time. It's good for him.
In his fifth season now at the Rams, 76 games, he has missed just eight of those 76 and put a weight room in his garage this past year to stay in shape during the pandemic and wants to keep playing. He's thinking he's going to take another shot at it in 2022 at the age of 41.
Wow.
Unbelievable. All right, we've reached the bottom of the hour. I can't wait till after the news because we'll get Rocky's Mercy Health Minute, and then we'll talk a little early signing period in the national and the NILs, the name, image, and likeness, the impact of all that, and there's a lot of good stuff to get to, and I might ask for a recruiting story or two from you back in the day as well.
Perfect.
Is Rocky. I'm Lance. Furniture Fair Roundtable Show. We're at Long Neck Sports Grill and Wilder, presented by your Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Honda dealers, 700 WLW.